Today's daf is Sukkah daf Yud Aleph, and we are on the bottom of Yud Amud Beis in the sugyas of Naklitin and Kinofos and Sukkah within a Sukkah. As we finish discussing this section before we get to the next Mishnah of the requirements for Schach. So the Gemara says we have two approaches, two versions of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So the first version of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, as we learned yesterday, Yud Amud Beis, that it's allowed, mutter, to sleep in a kila on Sukkos. What is a kila? A type of canopy bed, even though it has a gag, as long as it's not 10 tefachim high. And we went through all the cases that seem to say it is a problem. And we said, no, all those cases are cases of 10 tefachim high. And then we were machalik, what about the case of Kinofos? So he said, no, that's a more serious structure. Shiny Kinofos de Kivii. That's considered an ohel, lahafsik, even though it is not 10 tefachim high. Good, so then we are up to, towards the bottom, Amar of Tachlifa Baravimi, Amar Shmuel. About 8 lines up for the bottom. Says the Gemara, says Shmuel, Hayashin Bekila Arum. If somebody is in a kila in one of these canopy beds, let's say there's a curtain on the canopy bed, and he's not wearing anything, he's naked, motzi rosho chutz lakila, v'kori kriyashma, he's allowed to stick his head outside of the kila and say kriyashma. What problem is he trying to get around? What is he trying to get over? So Tosfos points out that Shmuel, there are two issues on the table, but only one of them Shmuel is worried about. Shmuel is not worried about the sugya of libo roa es ha'erva, a sugya in Mesechas Brachos, that there has to be a type of hefsik between one's erva and one's heart when one davens. So Shmuel's not worried about that in this case, because he's only sticking his head out of the canopy bed. But the rest of his body is all in the same place, so Shmuel is not choshish for that. What he is choshish for is v'lo yira b'chai ervas davar, the issue of having saying kriyashma in the makom ha'erva, and that is what is solved by sticking the head out of the kilo bed. So that's what Shmuel says. You can stick the head out, and it's considered in a different rishus. Says the Gemara, Meisvei Hayashin Bekila Arum Lo Yotzi Rosh Chutz Lakila Vikra Kriyashma. The Feirish Brisa against Shmuel. Feirish Brisa. So how do you answer? So the Gemara says, Hachma Eskinon Kisha Gavoha Asara. The difference is the Brisa is about a case which is 10 tefachim tall. So why is that worse? When the kila is 10 tefachim tall, why is that worse? So Rashi explains, because in that case the kila is its own significant rishus, and therefore I have to define the entire person where he is. So most of the body is in the kila, so the head is nigrar after the body, if the body is in a significant rishus. And that is why the Brisa case is a problem. L'makom sherubo sham rosho nizrak. V'litzar mishum lo yira b'cha ervas davar. Mashiach in Shmuel's case is not 10 tefachim tall, and therefore is not considered its own significant rishus. And that is why it is not a problem. You just stick the head out, and it is okay. The sugya of libo rosho erva is discussed at length in Hilchas Nida, and in Hilchas Tevila, the end of Hilchas Nida, and Simin Reish and Yaradeya. That's what we discuss, libo rosho erva, in terms of going to the mikvah, saying the bracha in the water, while a woman is just moves the water around, so that's considered enough for libo rosho erva. It also comes up in the sugya of tefila, in terms of wearing a belt, in terms of wearing an extra belt, a gartel, v'chulu, that sugya is that of libo. It starts with libo rosho erva. Good. Says the Gemara, Hachadami Mistavra, 4 lines to the bottom. This also makes sense that the Brice is about a case of a structure 10 tefachim tall, midatani seifa, because of the next line, halamaze domela omid bebayisarum, shaloyotzi rosho chutz lechalon, v'yikra kriyashma, shma bina. Because the Brisa continues and gives the comparison to a house. So you can't stick the house, you can't stick his head out of the house. So we compare the case of the kila to the case of the house. Both those are 10 tefachim tall. Shma minah. So you see from there that our interpretation of the Brisa is correct, that the case of the kila, the Brisa is 10 tefachim tall. Ubayas nami ends off the Gemara. Afa bishen kavo asara. But a house also, we say a house is usually 10 tefachim tall, even if you have a short house, it would also be a problem. Kiva de kavia, o alahu de lo garbi kinofos. As we said earlier, kinofos, even if it's not 10 tefachim tall, because it is a serious structure, it would be considered a significant rishus, and therefore sticking one's head out would not be good enough. So too, when it comes to a house as well, obviously, because lo gara mi kinofos. That if somebody is totally arum. What about just saying kriyashma without a shirt on? Let's say somebody is covered from the waist down. Somebody say Kriya Shema without a shirt on? So the Gemara says in Mezakas Bracha that shouldn't be done. Even though Tefillah, Shmona Esrei, ironically, it is Me'ikar Adin, okay. What's the difference between Shmona Esrei and Kriya Shema? This relates to other Nafkaminas as well, and that is the Gemara, and Reb Chaya made this famous, that Tefillah is different. It's a state of Amido Lefnei Hashem. There are two Rambams. One Rambam says that if one has Kavana during Avos, the first bracha, b'di'evet, that's good enough. As we know, so we should have Kavana the entire Shmona Esrei, but if we have Kavana at least during Avos, it's okay. And the other Rambam says, no, you have to have Kavana the entire Shmona Esrei, and if not, you're not Yotze. How do you put the two Rambams together? They're both in Uchas Tefillah. Explains Rav Chaim is two different Kavanos. What type of Kavana is Pirush HaMilim? Right, knowing what the words mean. So I should try to have Kavana the entire Shmona Esrei. If not, as long as I have Kavana during Avos, it's okay. But then there's another type of Kavana. And that is a Kavana that I realize that I'm standing before God. Amida lefnei Hashem. I realize the experience that I'm going through right now. That Kavana, says Reb Chaim, is ma'akev the entire Shmona Esrei. You have to know what you're doing. I can't be daydreaming, even though we probably are daydreaming sometimes in Shmona Esrei. But at least we know as we start, Kol HaRishona, Das Rishona, Hu Ose, as we start that we're about to be Amida lefnei Hashem. But that's what tefillah is called, halachically. Amida lefnei Hashem. And that not only has hashkafic importance, but it has halachic differences between Shmona Esrei and the rest of davening. So one of them is kavana, the other one is davening without a shirt on. There are other differences between the two, as the Gemara says in Brachas in a few places. That's in terms of without a shirt. So the Gemara here is talking about totally arum, and the only way is if one would stick their head out and not have v'lo yira b'cha ervas davar, not be in the same place as erva. But libra's erva is a separate issue, and davening without a shirt on is the third issue. Okay, Lishna Achrina. The Gemara now has a totally different version of Shmuel. Shmuel said before, Rav Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, you're allowed to sleep in a kila, at sukkah, even though it has a roof, because it doesn't have, it's not ten tefachim tall. Now we'll talk about a different one. Amri la, Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Mutter Lishan Bekilas Chasanim Besukkah. Not a kila, but a kilas chasanim. What's a kilas chasanim? Rashi says, it's not like other kilas. There is no roof. Ein osin lagag, right? It's more of the curtain. The canopy goes diagonally down, and it doesn't have enough to be considered halachically a roof underneath. It's meshupa. So one is allowed to sleep under that kila in a sukkah. That's not called a sukkah, betocha sukkah. Lefisha ein lagag. It doesn't have a gag of a tefach underneath. Avo bishagvo asar. Even though it's 10 high, but width, right? It doesn't have that space right under it of tefach, so as we spoke about yesterday, and therefore it is not a problem. So again, we ask the same questions for the same brises. Meisve ayasha b'kila b'sagol lo yasi dechavaso. What about the brises says that in a kila is a problem because it is considered a sukkah in a sukkah. Hachamay eskina b'sheish lagag. No, that's talking about a different type of kila. A kila with a gag, with a roof, halachic roof, and therefore it's a problem. Tashma, naklitin shnayim v'kidofos arba, the different types of poles, pires algabi kidofos psula, algabi naklitin kshera. As we said, kidofos is a problem. Naklitin is okay, it only has two poles. Ubilvad, shaloyu naklitin gavoim en amita saratvachim, as long as the naklitin aren't 10 tvachim high. But 1 minute, hagavoim en amita sarapsula. If it's 10 tvachim high, it will be pasul afavishain lagag. Even though it doesn't have a gag, is the mashmas, is the, well, what the brisa implies. So the Gemara says, no, shiny nakliti to kvi. Nakliti nar kavua are significant. So even though it doesn't have a gag, and even though it is not so serious of a structure, it's good enough to be considered a sukkah. It is sukkah. Says Gemara, but didn't we just say, e kvi levi kikinofos? We just said in Amid Beis that the kinofos, the four-pole structure, is something that's kavua. This two-pole structure, we said, is not kavua. So Gemara says, well, everything is relative. Lagabi kinofos lo kavi, lagabi kila kavi. Regarding the kila, that's the most flimsy structure. That's not kavua at all. Kinofos is the most serious structure. And that's going to be a problem even if it doesn't have. But here, lagabi the naklitin, it's more serious than the kilas chasanim, even though it's not as serious as the kidofos, so it'd be good enough, in our case, to be considered a sukkah, mitachas a sukkah. Okay, that is all number two. Now we have the third shita, not Shmuel, but the third opinion in the Amoraim. Darash Rabba Bar Avuna, Mutter Lishan Bekila, Avabisha Yesh Lagag, Avabisha Gavo Asara, the most makel shita. You're allowed to sleep in the Kila, even though it has a roof, even though it has 10 tefachim high. So why is that? We don't paskin that way. Keman Rabbi Yehuda. That's like Rabbi Yehuda shita. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda held, remember our first Rabbi Yehuda, first Mishnah, that you're allowed to build the sukkah, the roof above 20 amos. What is Rabbi Yehuda shita? That the sukkah is an ohel keva. So, lo asi, ohel arai, mavata lo ohel keva. Rabbi Yehuda shita is, as we'll see also at the beginning of the second parak, an ohel arai cannot be mavatel an ohel keva. We hold that the sukkah is an ohel arai, and therefore an ohel arai can be mavatel an ohel arai, and an ohel keva surely can be mavatel an ohel arai. But Rabbi Yehuda holds the sukkah is an ohel keva, and a flimsy ohel arai cannot be mavatel an ohel keva. It's not, as the Mishnah said there at the beginning of the second parak, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Noagin hayinu lishan tachas amita mevrezakedim. We used to sleep under the bed before Hezekainim, and nobody said to us anything. So that proved that sheet of Oel Arai cannot be Mevatel in Oel Keva. If you remember there, the Mishnah continued and brought the story of Tevi. Later on in the beginning, Chafam Abeis, Amar Rabbi Shimon, the Mishnah said, Maisa B'Tevi Avlash Rabbi Gabliel, She Yoshi Tachas Amita. He was sleeping under the bed. V'Yamar Gabliel said to the Zekainim, Reisim Tevi Avdi. Tevi Avdi is a Talmud Chacham, v'yodeya sha'avadim p'turim in a sukkah. He knows that avadim are part of the sukkah, and lefia, that's why he's sleeping under the bed, right? Not because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but because he knows the halacha, and he knows that an eved kenani is part of a sukkah, because it's a mitzvah asay, shehazman grama. That's my Tevi, the eved that knows the halacha. Okay, back to the Gemara. The Tosa says in Maseches Gittin, or Moshe expands on it in a tshuva, that even though Nashim and Avadim Kananim are both Peturim from Zman Gromis, it's for different reasons. A woman has full Kedushas Yisrael with some Peturim, as hopefully we'll talk about this a little bit more later. Masha Eikein, when it comes to an Eved Kanani, he has limited Kedushas Yisrael. He never had. It's not like he had full, he got a Petur, but he never had it. That's why it could be a Nafka Mina in terms of a Bracha. That's why Tosfos holds, and the Ramah holds like it, that women can make a bracha on Zman Grama. They have full Kedushas Yisrael. They're exempt from certain mitzvos, but they have full Kedushas Yisrael. And therefore, they can say a bracha. Mashaykin, they have a Kenani, according to certain Rishonim. They have limited Kedushas Yisrael, right? They're half Jewish, half not Jewish. And therefore, they cannot make a bracha in the cases where they choose to do a Zman Grama. So this was Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the most makel Shita, that you can allow to sleep in a kila, even though it has a roof, even though it's Gavoa Asara. Says the Gemara, Valema Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, why didn't Rabba Bar Avuda just say, that looks like Rabbi Yehuda? Why do you have to quote the Shita? So, I Amar Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, if he only said that, Hava Amina Hani Mili Mita, I would have thought maybe that only applies by a case of a bed. Diligaba Asuya. A bed is made to be used on top of it. So therefore, if you sleep under it, you're not using it in the normal way. So that's why it's not going to ruin your real sukkah. Because, you know, it's like Shalom Kederach. Aval Kila de Latocha Asuya, but a Kila, which is made to use Latocha, meaning on top of the bed, and you have this canopy above you, you're using it in the normal way. Amalo, you might think that would be a hefsek and it would be a problem. Kamash Malan, that is not a problem. Time of Rabbi Yehuda de Lo Asi Ol Arai Mavata Lo Keva Loshna Mita Veloshna Kila. No difference. Rabbi Yehuda says that it would be okay, not a problem, even in the case of a Kila. Atkan, that element, the sugyas of structure of a sukkah for now. We're going to get back to a lot more structural issues. But now we get into the Mishnah that could have been the first Mishnah regarding the structure of a sukkah. This is the Mishnah about schach. What does schach have to be made of? So hidal as a gefen vesadalas vesakisus. If somebody stretches a vine or a dalas, a gourd, vesakisum or ivy, and he stretches it over the sukkah, vesikech al gaba psula. That's possible. Right? Why? Let's take Rashi's shot now. We'll see the Ritvan of Abayis is going to argue. But Rashi seems to say there are three different psulim that are being discussed in the Mishnah. Number one is mechubar. If I take this schach and I stretch it over the sukkah and I don't do anything with it, it's possible. It's possible. V'im ha yasika charbe mehen, but if I add on a lot more schach than it is, let's just read the Rashi, I'm sorry. Rashi says, psula, because we'll get back to this later, she'im esachin b'mechubar. Because you're not allowed to use something still attached to the ground as schach. To Amar Mar, because it says on Tamar's daf, ba'aspecha migarnecha umiyikvecha, and we darshan bipsolas garen v'yakav akasam medaber. The pasuk is alluding to what comes from the granary, what's already been cut. So that's number one halach in the Mishnah. Mechubar. Back to the Mishnah. V'im haya sicho charbe mehen, and if the schach is a lot more than what's mechubar, osha kitzitzan, or you cut it. So kshera, that is kasher, as long as one cuts it. Number one. Then the Mishnah says number two, Zehaklal, this is the rule. Kol shehu mekabel tuma, anything that is able to be mekabel tuma. Visha ein gidulav min haaretz, and it does not grow from the ground. Ein mesachem, you can't use it. Meaning you have items that are part of the ground. The Meiri here says, you can't use dirt or rocks, because that's aretz, but that's not gidulo min haaretz. Gidulo min haaretz, something that literally grows from the ground. So something that's mekabel tuma, and or ein gidulo min haaretz, ein mesachin bo, v'chol davar she'ein mekabel tuma, ein gidulo min haaretz mesachin bo. Anything that is not mekabel tuma and it grows from the ground, that you are allowed to use for schach. Right, a general statement including a lot. This is against. There is a more limited shita later on, a fascinating shita, which hopefully we'll talk about the lamdis, and that is on daf lamed vavim abeis, Rabbi Yehuda shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can only make the schach out of material that you can use for the dalaminim, right? You could use lulavs and aravos and hadasim. That's what you could use for. That's what the Rabbi Yehuda says. Lamed vavim abeis on the bottom. Ain't sukkah no heges ela bedalin minim sheva lulav. If I didn't notice it, and he quotes a limud, just like a lulav, which is not noheg by night, like by day, it's only by dal and minim, sukkah, which is noheg by lalas kibbe yamim, is a more serious mitzvah, eino dich lo tehe ela barbas minim bovad. We don't pass in that way. But that is the Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But our Mishnah holds anything. It is unusual, I've always wondered this, why the Mishnah says zeaklal, and only quotes two of the requirements. Right, first it quotes one of the requirements implicitly about Mechubar, and then he says, this is the rule. Why doesn't the Mishnah say, this is the rule? It has to be grow for the ground, it can't be attached to the ground, and it has to be a Mekabel Tumah. Unusual. Maybe that's why the Ritva says what he says, as we see on Amud Beis. Number one is, it's all said here, but the first one is implicit before the Zehaklal. So the content is not a problem. Just how it's expressed is somewhat, not a problem, it's just somewhat unusual. So Imasach again. So the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Yosef Kamei de Rav Huna. The Yosef Ka'amar Osha Kitzesan Ksheira. The Mishnah said, if I pulled my schach, my vines, over my sukkah, and then I cut it, it's kosher. Amar Rav Tzarech Lenanea. You also got to move it around. You can't just cut it. You have to move it around. What does move it around mean? So Rashi's lashon here, towards the end of this big Rashi, the first Rashi of the Mishnah, Rashi says, Shemagbia kol echad levado, umeinicho, v'chozer umagbias chaveiro, umeinicho. You got to pick each one up. Cutting it is not good enough. You have to lift one up and then put it down. Why? Because Rashi quotes the problem, as we alluded to a little bit yesterday, but the Gemara talks about it right now, tasev lo mina asui. Right, the halacha is when I create a chefza shel mitzvah, in certain cases, I have to create it. Meaning, when I create it, all the conditions of the mitzvah have to be existent. If I do something, and it's not going to be a mitzvah except memela later on, so that is not going to be a fulfillment of the mitzvah. That's the problem here of tasev lo menasli. When I cut the schach, if I don't move it around, so memela, it's a sukkah. But what do you mean? Putting the schach onto the sukkah is an act of creating it. Here it's already on. And now I'm just changing the environment, so to speak. So that is going to be a problem of taseh velo min ha'asli. Right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. We paskin this way. In Taf Reish Chavav Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch there is the sugya of sukkah tachas ha'ilan. Im katzatza ilon lahachshiro v'lios hu atzmo me'asichuch. If I cut the tree, let's say there's a branch on top of the tree, and then I cut it. So kosher, it's kosher. Vehu sheyinaneya sheyigba kolecha levado. You got to lift each one up. Umenicho vechotzer magbio chaveru manicho v'imla psula mishum tasev alo mina asui. Right, that is the problem. If you look at the Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes mamish everyone. You got to pick up and you got to put down, and you got to pick up and you got to put down. So he says that there are those that say you can pick a bunch up at a time. You don't have to pick up each one mamish. Pick a bunch up at a time. Yesha Kosvim, this is a quoting from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shalav Dafkehu Ve'emini Yaklam Yagbi Aschach Harbe Yachad Ayeshi Yadiya Kana L'Rocha V'Aschach V'Yadiya Harom Asakana Misromim Harbe Mi'Aschach. Right, you put like a type of branch under a bunch, and then you lift it all up, and they all move, and then you put it back down. And then he quotes V'yesh Cholkim, there are those that argue, V'sovim, no, that's why the Dafke, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol Echa Levado. Why? Because this isn't just like putting schach on in the first place. If you put schach on in the first place, you take a bunch and throw it all on. Here you're trying to undo something. It could be that to undo a problematic situation is harder than putting it on in the first place. So that's the machlokas achronim. How literally do we take the Shulchan Aruch? But an interesting halacha, if we continue reading the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama quotes, even though this is true, if I put on mechubar and then I cut it, I have to lift each one up, aval mutter laso sukkah tachas mechubar o bayis ula hasiro achar kach. But what happens if I build a perfect sukkah and there's a branch all the way on top, and it's a big branch, and it's covering my, it's selasa meruba mechamasa, so it's passeling that the sukkah, and then I cut that branch, then you don't have to do anything to the sukkah. That's not tasav lo min asui. Not tasav lo min asui. Or the Shulchan Aruch continues. What happens if somebody has a retractable roof? They put the schach on while the roof is closed. Or what about during Sukkot? Let's say it starts raining. So people have the retractable roof, so they put the roof on. Then the rain comes, the sun comes out, so they put the move away the retractable roof. Why isn't that tasav lo min asui? But that's also, I've created the situation, and now I'm left with a sukkah. Why isn't that the same thing here as the case of Mechubar? So the answer is, it's not the same. It says, and the Shulchan Aruch, first of all, it's true. Because the Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter. The Rama says, you'll have to build the sukkah under the Mechubar, the vice, then remove it. Ve'lo mikri tasav lo min asui. Why? Hoel ve'ein hapsul b'schach atzmo. Because tasav lo min asui is when you have a problem with the schach itself, inherently, with the actual item, like we gave the example yesterday, the Gemara is going to discuss by tzitzis, right? If my corner of my bag had ripped off and then I sew it back on. So I did something with the item itself. But, or the case of the mezuzah, you have the mezuzah on the doorpost, which is on the floor, and then I pick up the doorpost and I put it on the wall. So I'm doing something with the actual item. But here, the item is there. Now I'm just, no, changing something around the item. It's similar to a Mada Radoma, not exactly the same. Let's say it's pouring outside. So it could be that there's no Chefza Shal Sukkah. It's not just that there's a sukkah that you can't sit in. Lumdus-wise, as we'll have to talk about later on, by Yardu Gashamim, it could be that there's no shame sukkah. And that's why the Rama says, if it's raining, then you're a fool if you sit in the sukkah. In Anikra Hevyot, it's like there's no Chumra L'chadchila to sit in the sukkah when it's raining. I'm a fool. What do you mean I'm a fool? I want to do the mitzvah anyway. The answer is, no, it's not a sukkah, halachically. And therefore, there's no even lachadchila. So now it's not a sukkah. It starts raining. So now all of a sudden, it turns back into a sukkah. But I didn't do it. So you're going to tell me that's tasav lo min asui, a problem? The answer is no. If there's nothing done with the chefza shel sukkah physically, that's not a problem of tasav lo min asui. And that's why the retractable roof is not a problem. Mutter, the Rama says, the next sif, mutter lasos asuka tachas gagos hoasuyos leftoach veliskar. You're allowed to do it under there. Umutter lasagar mebriak shamim velachzer leposchan viafila biyantif shorin lasagar leposchan. Even on yantif you're allowed to do it. Why aren't you making an ohel? The answer is no, there's already an ohel there, the schacha there. So you read, there's always you have ohel. If yesh lab tzirib shesogor poseach bahen, right? If it's meant to be open and closed, v'yein bazeh lo misham stira ubinyan ohel biyantif, v'lo misham tasav lo mina asui. Rak sheyizaher shelo yeshiv tachteyak sheik segurim, she'oza saka psula. Just don't forget not to sit under there if it's sunny out under the roof. You gotta remember to undo it. Sometimes you're gonna forget. So that is the maker I did. Yeah, the Piskei Tshuvos quotes, l'chadchila, maybe when you first make your sukkah, l'chadchila, you should try not to have the roof on. He quotes that from some achronim l'chadchila. But again, me'ikar adin, it is not a problem in this case. Okay, we continue. So Rav said, Sarech lenanea. Even though you cut the schach, you have to move it around. Amar le, Rav Huna, Hashmua. So what happened? Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna, and he said this. Rav Yosef said this in the name of Rav. So Amar le, Rav Huna, Hashmuel Amra. So Rav Huna turns to Rav Yosef, who just says, no, Shmuel said this. You just quoted it from Rav, Shmuel said it. Judah Rav Yosef liapeh. Rav Yosef got very upset. He turned around. V'yomar, and he says, Atut mi kamina l'chad lo Amra Shmuel. Did I tell you that Shmuel didn't say it? Amra Rav Yamra Shmuel. What do you mean? I said it in the name of Rav. So you're telling me, no, say, Shmuel? You could be right too. Maybe they both gave the shear and had the same shita. What are you screaming at me? That, oh, Shmuel said it. So Rav said it and Shmuel said it. So Amra le Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, no. This is what I'm telling you. Dishmuel Amr velo de Rav. Rav didn't say it. That's what I'm trying to say. The Rav Achshurei Machshir. Rav said it's kasher even if you don't move the schach. Just cutting it itself. Again, Rav and Shmuel both hold of the problem of Tassel Omanasui, but maybe, and this is what the Gemara is suggesting for Rav, cutting it itself is enough of an act. It's enough of a positive overriding Tassel Omanasui. You don't have to move it around. Just cutting it. That's a Rav holds. How do I know that? From a different context. Ki hada Rav Amram Chasida. Rav Amram the pious. Rama Tchelta Luparzuma Din Shebesa. Wow. He put Tcheles on the tzitzis, the beged of his wife. We'll have to talk about that. Right, he put Tcheles on the beged of his wife. We can talk about Tcheles. We can talk about tzitzis for women. Tzla'on. And what happened? He hung the strings into the corners of the beged without cutting them. He had one long string that he folded over four times, and he hung it. He put it into the tzitzis, and now he's like, Oive, do I have to take the whole string? And he maybe did everything before cutting it. So now, is it a problem of Tassel Omanasui? Because I'm going to cut the tzitzis, and Mamela, it's going to be the mitzvah. Do I have to take the strings out of the corner of the beged and then put it back on after it's cut? So Asal Kamid Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Lei Hachi Amar Rav Mifaskan Vehein Ksheirin. No, just cut them. Cut them as is and it's kosher. Alma, what do you see from there? In the name of Rav, Psikasan Zuyasi Asan. Just cutting them is good enough to say this is an act, a positive act, that gets you out of Tasav Lamanasui. Sachanami, Psikasan Zuyasi Asan. So to hear, we should say that just cutting it by the schach. Just like tzitzis has a requirement of Tasav Lamanasui, Va'asulahem tzitzis, so to sukkah, just like by tzitzis, just cutting it is good enough, so to schach. So that's what Rav Yosef said. I hold that Rav does not hold of this. It's only Shmuel and not Rav. Stop there. Okay, two major topics that we could talk about. Number one, Rashi says, this is the Beged Isha. What do you mean? So Rashi says, well, this is going like the opinion that holds tzitzis is not a Zman Grama. Like the opinion that tzitzis is chayiv even balayla, even though it says a Reisim so and we paskin, it is a Zman Grama. Maybe this is going like the opinion of Tzitzis is Lila, and therefore is even at night. Only right. See the Rashi in the middle lines. Latala tishol k'sever Lila's man. Tzitzis u reisimoso pratlik susuma. Right, reisimoso excludes a blind person's clothing. But k'sus Lila's chayiv. It's a mitzvah. Say shalom as man grama v'nashim chayavos. So Rashi stands on his head to make sure that we know that don't think he's making tzitzis for somebody who's not obligated. This is like the shita that women are obligated. That's the shita of Rashi. If you look in, and Tosfos says the same, quotes the Rashi. If you look in the Achronim, the Pnei Yoshua and the Sfas Emes, why do you have to say that? Why can't you say he's making it for his wife, who's putter from the mitzvah of tzitzis, but she wants to wear tzitzis? Right? Just like she could shake a lulav, and just like she could sit in a sukkah. So what is Rashi forcing? Says Rashi at Tosfos. Says the Pnei Yoshua. L'chora ein ze muchra kolkach. Because we know from elsewhere, Nashim somchos rishus. Ubi shabachi yicholan anashim levarech al mitzvah zaseh shazvan grama. Imkein, shaper lemeimar, bach uvda dreb abram chasida, even though they're not obligated, still, afiluachi, rami lutchelta. Viafiluachi, and still, Rivchia barashu is machbid, the kiva that sits is psulos, bakiya gavna, imkein, bevarchos anashim, brachal avatala. Right, if they're using a beged that's pasul, and we paskin like Tosfos and the Ramah, Ashkenazim, that a woman can't even make a bracha as my grandma, so it's a problem. That's a woman also, so it's a problem for women too, even if they're not obligated. So the patient leaves the Mitzarachian. Why is Rashi forced to say that we're talking about like the Shita that says women are obligated, you know, just say that they're doing it for a woman who is Pturos, but, you know, you know, and she's going to make a bracha, so there's a big nafkamina if she's going to use a beged that is not allowed. So that's the Pnei Yeshua. So we have Rashi does the Pnei Yeshua. The Sfasebis quotes the Pnei Yeshua and says, I have an answer. Delohaya Rebbe Yehuda Matriach La'asos. Rebbe Yehuda? Lohaya Rev, that's Rev Abram Chasida. Okay. Lo haya him la hatriach la asos lahem ba'atzmo ipaturim in adin. Right? Would he be so matriach himself to make a special beged for his wife if she wasn't obligated in the mitzvah? Gam efshar lomar, and also, and now we get into some lamaisa, that tzitzis the bichla hamalbush heim shayach benashim iser lo yilbash gever. It could be that he was making a dafka for his wife. He didn't want to use his own because there's an isser of Yilbash Gever. Targum Yonos Ben Uziel writes on the Pasuk in Kisese, we did this in Mitzvah Shir this week, right? The Beged Ish and Beged Isha. That tzitzis and tefillin have the status of Beged Ish, and that is why women cannot, even though women can volunteer other mitzvah stations van grama, women cannot volunteer these two. He has that in at the end, and then that's why he was making her a separate begin. Halacha l'maisa, halacha l'maisa. So the minhag that we're machmir like that from the Targum Yonos Ben Uziel l'chatchila, that women should not, even though they do wear other mitzvah stations van grama, women should not do tzitzis and tefillin. Tefillin has another reason also. The Rama writes beferish in Shulchan Aruch. Women should not wear tefillin. Right? That's the Rama. Beferish Rama. Why? Because tefillin also has a risk factor. Usually, zman grama is, there's no risk factor. So why shouldn't women do it? No, sit in a sukkah. So what's the problem? Here, shofar, there's no downside. There's no risk factor. But when it comes to tefillin, there's a risk factor. The Gemara says that you need a guf naki for tefillin, which means a clean mind and a clean body. And that's why you're ready for the past 1,000 years. Past 1,000 years. Men don't wear tefillin like they used to, besides certain yechidei talmidei hagra. The gra is allowed to argue if you have a mesorah for the gra. But other than that, most of Klai Yisrael don't have a mesorah for the gra. So we don't wear tefillin all day anymore. Why? Because there's a risk factor. Because we're not always focusing on what we should be focusing on. That's it. That's what we only wear by Shacharis. We don't have a choice. So we have to wear it sometime. Tefillin is a mitzvah saseh, daraisa, that we have to fulfill every single day. So that's why we have to wear it sometimes, so we wear it by Shacharis. But that's it. No more. Women don't have to. Women don't have a chiyuv, so therefore they shouldn't, because there's a risk factor, there's a downside. And that's why the Ramah says, shouldn't, right? Even though they could volunteer others, they shouldn't. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva also has on another issue. And he wrote this Tshuva in 1976. He wrote it to Rabbi Kelemer, the present rabbi of Young Israel of West Hempstead. So he's Simen Chelek Dal Simen Memtes. Be'inyin ha-tnua ha-chadasha shel nashim ha-sha'ananos v'ha-chashuvos. This is his feminism Tshuva. Written many, many years ago, and part of that Shuvah talks about the motivation of various female groups, but then he quotes towards the end that tefillin and tzitzis, bizman hazeh, have the status or a siman of reflecting non-Orthodox Judaism. And therefore, we have to stay far away from that. Forget, you only need that the Ramah says you shouldn't do it. You don't need more than that. Ramosh is just adding on. Ramosh is adding on and saying, pashut! He says, this is not related to our traditional Yahadus, and therefore we have to stay very far away. And even if there's one woman, says Rav Moshe L'Shem Shamayim, that I feel this is going to bring me closer to Hashem, number one, the Shulchan Aruch says no. We don't argue, nobody after the Shulchan Aruch argues with that for the past 500 years. Number one. And number two, says Rav Moshe, it's already connected to other sects of Judaism, and therefore one has to be very, very careful, and one shouldn't do it. That's Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe says, Ein ze maisa mitzvah klal, ela adarava, maisa iser, sho ha iser de kfira, sho choshevesh, de shayach, eza chibluk, bedini haTorah, who owes his gabe maisa shechamir. Okay, that's Rav Moshe. Again, it's a big tshuva, but that is Dalid Memtes in Arachai. So that relates a little bit to this issue of, here he was still making tzitzis, maybe at that time, it didn't have the status yet of Beged Ish or Isha, or did the Shulchan Aruch, obviously, was a couple hundred years later. The other issue you could talk about is tcheles, but maybe we'll leave that for now. Maybe that's because I said dafka tcheles. Did they still have tcheles then? Rama tchelta, Pashmi calls it tcheles. So when exactly, sometimes after the Gemara, that's when tcheles disappeared. The Rambam didn't have tcheles. The other Rishonim didn't have tcheles. But here he says he still had tcheles in the Amoraim. He was Rama tchelta leparzuma de inche beses. Again, the big sugya of tcheles bizman hazeh. Okay, we'll see if this time at the end. Says the Gemara. Visavar, so he said, what do we say, Lamaisa? So Rav holds that psikasan zuhi asiyasa, so just cutting the tzitzit after you put it through your corner is good enough. So too, when it comes to the schach. But Shmuel says you gotta move it. Now the Gemara says, really? Visavar Shmuel lo amrinim psikasan zuhi asiyasa? Shmuel doesn't agree to what Rav says by tzitzis? So what do you mean? V'hatani Shmuel, mishum Rabbi Chia. Hita l'shnei kronos b'basachas. What happens if I take one long string and I put it through two corners of my tzitzis? Put it through two corners before I cut it. So two corners are hanging down. V'yachar kach pasak rashichut shalahan. And then I cut it k'sherin. That's kosher. So my love, shekosher akach posek, isn't that talking about a case of I make even all the knots. I do everything. I have a certain type of skill that I can make all the knots while it's still all connected, and then I'm going to cut it. So isn't this a case where all you're doing is cutting it, and Shmuel says it's okay? So then we're stuck, because then he wouldn't be able to say that in Sukkah either. So where it says, no, lo shepozei v'aka kosher. No, after you cut it, then you do all the knots. So you're doing more of an asiyah. You're doing more of an asiyah by each one, and that's why Shmuel says it's okay. Just cutting it would not be good enough. Just like he says, just cutting the schach would not be good enough. Posei v'aka kosher ma'ala meimra. If that's the case, then what's the chiddush? You're doing a lot. After you cut it, you're making all the knots. So what's the chiddush? The where it says, Ma'o detema, bein on knaf bishas psil v'leka. No, you might have thought that you have to even put it into the corners after it's cut. Kamash balon, you don't have to do that. Even if you put it in when it's still attached, as long as you then do the kshira, and you do and take an active part in the creation of the tzitzis, that is still good enough. Good. So we have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Whether kitzitza is good enough. Face, let's see. Eskakasha from the Brisa. Tzla on velo pasak rashi chutit shalahen psulin. If I hang the tzitzis through and I don't cut the edges, it's possible. So what does that mean, it's possible? My lab psulin la ola mutufta derav. Does that mean possible forever? And it's a kasha on Rav who says you can just cut it? Right? So is that how we should understand it? Where I said, no, amalacha Rav, my psulin, achi yifsegu. No, Rav says psulin until you cut it. Once you cut it, it'll be okay. Psikasan, zui asiyasan, he would say. Ushmualam, or no, psulin la olam. Shmuel would say it's pasal la olam, unless you do something active. Cutting it wouldn't be good enough. V'chein amar Levi, psulin la olam. V'chein amar Amasa, amar Shmuel, psulin la olam. So we defended Rav. Period. Amma ikadamri, or others say amar of Masna bididi havi uvda. Not Ramasa quoted Shmuel, but Ramasa says it happened to me. I had the case. V'yasal kamei demar Shmuel v'yamar li psulim la'olam, and he told me, meaning not just a psak, he gave it a shir, but my sarav, it actually occurred. Period. Meisvei. Next question from the Brisa. Tla on v'yachar kach pasak rashi chutit shalahem psulin. If I hang them and then I cut the edges, puzzle. It says puzzle. Doesn't say whether kshir was done or not, but it doesn't leave any room for any hechsher. Just as possible. V'yotanya gabi sukkah, and also by sukkah, getting back to our context. The Brisa says, taseh v'lo min ha'asui. The sukkah has to be made, taseh, not from, can't just happen to fall into place. Mikan amru, his all as a gefen, v'sad alas as a kisus. V'sika chagavam psula, our mishnah, hey chidami. So what's the case of this Brisa that's explaining our mishnah? Ilema bishlo kitzasan, if it was not cut, my arya mishum tasav lo min asui. Typically de mechubar mnenu. If it wasn't cut, so then obviously it's possible. So it's mechubar. So ela bisha kitzasan. So it must be that it was cut, vikatani psula, and it still says possible in the Mishnah. Vishma mina to lo arminuk, sisasan, zui asiyasan, vichyuf to the rav. There's a kasha on Rav. It sounds like ketzitza is not good enough. Just like we quoted two brises here. Both of them sound like cutting it is not good enough. Kasha on Rav. So amalecha Rav. Hachavai eskida deshalfinu shalufei. No, the case of schach in our case is a case where you basically detach the branches, but you can't tell by looking at it that they're detached. You detach them close to the tree. You left them, mixed in with the other branches. You can't tell. Dolo minkara siya didu. Wow, so that's a requirement.
Taseh v'Abanasi has to be clear that it was Taseh. It can't just be that even though you know it was Taseh. It's got to be clear. So that's how Rav explains the second Braisa. The Gemara says, how about the one-liner first Braisa? Mikol makom tlon v'akach pasa kasha l'Rav. How about the first Braisa? So kasha, that we can't answer. That seems to be against Rav, because it says pasak, it's still pasal. Period. Okay, Ritva. The Ritva on this Gemara, right here, says, Amid Beis, Lufum hai lishna mashma. It sounds like from the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara again. What did the Gemara say? If you didn't cut it as a problem, what do you need Tassel Manasi for? It's a problem of Mechubar. So it says that the Gemara went off. It sounds like those are two separate factors. Tassel Manasi and Mechubar. That's what it sounds like, says the Ritva. Lufum hai lishna mashma, de psula de ika bim Mechubar, lav mishum Tassel Manasi hu. And says the Ritva, vitamia milsa. I wonder about that. Imkain mehecha nafik psula umei taima. Mehai, my taima. Where does this psul come from of mechubar? Right, where does it come from? And he's bothered by the lashon of the Mishnah. Remember, the Mishnah says this is the rule. You know what you need for schach? Two requirements. The first part of the Mishnah had implicitly said if your schach are attached, so then it's no good. And then if you cut it, it's okay. What's that problem? So we were under the impression, like Rashi says, and that's what we're influenced by, and that's what we hold of. We always say there are three requirements for schach. Three requirements. It has to be detached, grow from the ground, and ain't a makabel toma. The Ritva says no. The Ritva says, look at the Mishnah. It's two requirements. There's a separate gin called Tasav Lomina Asui. That's the problem of Mechubar. Mechubar is a problem of Tazel Asi, because Hashem made this. You didn't make it if it's still attached to the ground. It's not a separate requirement of Schach, right? You have Tazel Asi by Tzitzis, by Sukkah, by others. But that's a general rule. He says, and where does the Gemara quote a source for that Mechubar is a problem? We'll have a Tamar's Dot that quotes a source for Psolus Gard V'Yakev. And even though you could say, well, usual psolas garvi yakev is detached from the ground, but lav dafka, you have to say that. So Venira Lomar says the Ritva, the Bisul Mechubar Hainu Mishum Tasov Lomina Asui. Tilu Mechubar Denafik Migarn Vayakev, Lo Nasov Omaisa Klami Tilasal Shaminyan. By Mechubar, so you bent it over the sukkah, that's not called an act. It's still basically the same thing as it always was. When you cut it, now you've done something. Or maybe when you have to move it. Aval talush shenasa bo maisa adam l'shem dira v'chayotzi bo havasag v'aydech t'kasher kol echad avidum yidoron v'yakev v'chulu v'yasakra v'asre tasav l'manasui v'chulus. That is an important ha'ara of the Ritva. How many requirements are there for Sukkah? Machlokas Rashi in the Ritva. Rashi in the Mishnah Naman Aleph says three requirements. Mechubar is a separate issue. Mashaykein Ritva. That is the machlokas between Rashi and the Ritva. If you look in Rav Soloveitchik and Rishima Shiurim, he quotes, what's the machlokas, what's the nukudas of machlokas between Rashi and the Ritva, besides what we have said? He says, Mistaber, Sherashi v'Ritva chalukim b'yesod psul ha-mechubar l'schach. According to the Ritva, ein ha-mechubar chefsa shel schach klal. The Ritva says, if I pull that branch over the roof, so that's not schach. It's not pasul schach. It's not schach. It's nothing yet. It's something that's attached to the ground, and you've done nothing to it yet. While Rashi says, no, it's a chefsa shel schach, but it's pasul. Mashein kein, so then you have to be machshir it. When you cut it, are you creating schach, or are you creating schach kasher? Are you removing the psul? That's how the Rav says the difference between the two. Lefi ritva ayidei ketitas ha-mechuber boha chefsa shel schach la'olam. Via Liba de Rashi, no. Ketzitzas ha-mechubar mevia lachalos din hechsher schach vavkos psul. Right, he says that there are enough gemitas how to read various gemaras. That's a huge machlokas. Right, a huge machlokas, how to understand, you know, how many requirements there are for schach. Okay, we continue. Lema kitanoi. Let's say this issue of ketzitzasan zuhi asiyasan, just cutting it, let's say that's a machlokas tanoim. Here we go. The Mishnah, we're going to have this later on also, the third parak. Of our velikton, what's the context? A hadas has to have more leaves than berries on it. But what happens if you have more berries? So take off the berries. Take off the berries before Yontif. What happens if it's Yontif? Too late. Because then taking off the berries will be considered tikkun mana. It'll be fixing your hadas. You're not allowed to do that on Yontif. What if you did it anyway? What if you did it anyway? That's what we're talking about here. Of our velikton. Pasul, divrei Rebbe. Shimon ben Yotz bar Yotzadak. Right? If you took it off, then it's pasul. V'chachamim machshir. Chacham say, no, you weren't supposed to do it. But if you did do it on Yontif, it works. Chacham machshirin. So what's that machlokas about? Savrua. So we're going to have three or four different suggestions. Savrua, the kuli amalub of Tzorach Eged. So every line here is a shas topic. Is a shas sukkah topic, which we can spend some time on. Savrua de kuli amalul of Tzorach Eged. Everybody holds, these are the givens, that a lulav and the other two minim have to be bound. Tzarech eged, it needs to be bound. What does that mean, it needs to be bound? Rashi says that there's a real asiyah when it comes to lulav. It has to be bound. V'yalfina lulav misukkah, and we can learn that from the fact that lulav and sukkah are both mitzvahs of sukkahs, and we learn from sukkah, dichsev gabi sukkah, tasav lo mina asui. By sukkah you have the issue of asiyah, tasav lo mina asui, so too by lulav. And therefore by lulav, if you make your lulav, and then you take off the berries, so is that going to be good enough? That's like cutting the schach on top of your sukkah. So my lab balkamiflagi, maybe that's our machlokas. Deman de machshir. The Reb Shimon ben Yotzadak, the Chacham who say kasher hold savar amrina gabi sukkah kitzisasan zui asiyasan the gabi lulav nami amrina lekitasan zui asiyasan, cutting off the berries makes it kosher just like the schach, and that's all you need to do. Umant the pasul savar lo amrina gabi sukkah kitzisasan zui asiyasan, and the one who says pasul says no, it's no good by sukkah the gabi lulav nami lo amrina lekitasan zui asiyasan. Right, so maybe that's the machlokas tanaim. The machlokas is whether cutting is good enough to solve tasav lo mina asui. So the Gemara says, no, there are other possibilities. That it could be, but it could be that there are other possibilities, but the machlokas is, lo, tekuli ama lo amrina gabi sukkah kisizaz zui asi asan. Everybody agrees that you don't hold that by sukkah, kisizaz zui asi asan. I mean, everybody can hold like Shmuel. Ve'hacha b'melav lulav b'sukkah kamiflagi. The machlokas is, do you compare lulav to sukkah? Meaning, do you say tasav lo mina asui is an issue by lulav? Man de machshir savar lo yalfina lulav misukkah. The one who says kasher is because you don't learn lulav from sukkah, and therefore there's no requirement. Uman de pasul savar yalfina lulav misukkah. That's one suggestion. The ibayaseima isvir lo lulav tzarach eged kol yamalo pligid yalfina lulav misukkah. The other suggestion is no. If you learn lulav from sukkah, then everybody would agree. If you hold lulav tzarech eged, then everybody would agree that it would be a problem. V'hacha b'hacha miflagi, and the machlokas here is about that gufa issue. Mar savar tzarech eged, umar savar ain't tzarech eged. Whether there's a concept of asiya when it comes to lulav, whether you have to bind it. Whether you have to bind it, ubiplukta dani tanoi, and it's the following machlokas tanoim. D'tanya the lulav bein agud bein she'enu agud kashur. The chachamim say, lulav does not have to be agud. Rabbi Yehuda omer agud kasher sheino agud pasul. My time with Rabbi Yehuda yalof lekicha lekicha meagudas ezov. He learns it out from the agudas ezov that we learned from by mitzora. Ksiv hasam ulukachtem agudas ezov. It says over there. I'm sorry. By the korban pesach ulukachtem agudas ezov. Viksiv hach ulukachtem lachem by yamarishon. It says ulukachtem by both places by sukkah. Malahalon ba aguda avkanami ba aguda. Just like by korban pesach, you got to put it together. So to hear, the rabbanon lekicha lekicha lo yafinan. They don't have a mitzora for that gzeirah shava. So it's a machlokas tanoim. Says the Gemara. 1 minute we have a middle shita. Kaman azla hadatanya. Lulav mitzvah la'ogdo. Lulav is a mitzvah to bind v'im lo'ogdo kasher. But the evidence is okay without it. So how do you understand that? E Rabbi Yehuda ki lo'ogdo amai kasher. If it's Rabbi Yehuda shita that he requires it even with the evidence. E Rabbanan amai mitzvah. Because the Rabbanan, they don't require it. They don't require it at all. The answer is no, they do. Li'olam Rabbanan. He really, it is the Rabbanan. Umishem shenem arzeh keli v'yanveyu hisna'el l'fana b'mitzvos. That is a beautiful way. Hidr mitzvah. This comes up a lot in this Masechta. Here's the first time. Hidr mitzvah, even according to the Rabbanan, to bind it is a hidr, beautification of the mitzvah, and therefore, that is what we hold. The Ritva says that this must be a din de Rabbanan, hidr mitzvah, because you never have a difference on a d'oraisa level between lechatchila and bidi eved. That's the lashon of the Ritva here. That is a major sugya in the Achronim. Is that really true? On a daraisa level, you never have a lachatchila and a bidiyaved. You could do chalitza in a lachatchila way with all the different steps, but the Mishnah says in Yevamos Daf Kuf, if you leave out some of the steps, it also works. That sounds like L'chadchila b'di'evin. You can do it in the best way. You can do it in the best way. Or, some Rishonim say by shchita. L'chadchila yishashacht all the simanim. B'di'evin, rov simanim is good enough. So what do you mean? So there are, Rav Shechter, the first piece in Ginas Egos, Rav Shechter writes in Siman Aleph, and other, the Lekach Tov has a big discussion of this. It could be, at least by some of those cases, maybe by Chalitza, maybe by Shechita, you have the concept, there might be a difference between a matir and a mitzvah. By a matir, like Tosa says in Nida Samach Vav, it does not make sense for Lechachila B'dievet by a matir. Either it works or it doesn't work. But by a mitzvah, it is Shaykh to have Lechachilas and B'dievets. Against this mitzvah right here. You don't, and you're not forced to say that this hider mitzvah is a din d'rabbanan. No! Even if it's a din d'araisa. That is a big discussion. Feel free to look at all the sources. Sorry? So by shchit and chalitza, it kind of works the opposite way. Because by shchit, it's a machlokas rishonim. Machlokas rishonim, whether there's a lachadchila for a kol. We have a misora from the shiurin. Rubo shall echad mehem by a bird, or rubo shall shayim by an animal. If you say that kufa might be a machlokas, whether shchit is a mitzvah or a matir. That could be the machlokas, whether there is such a lechatchila. Okay, there's a lot here, again, obviously, by Lulav Tzarech Egen and others. Just one other hara, which we'll talk more about, I'll talk about it tomorrow's year, and that is Rashi here says, the Egen, you should do it mi ba'od yom. By the time Shabbos starts, if you say Lulav Tzarech Egen, it should be when Yontif starts, meaning the Shem Lulav already starts when Yontif starts, even though you can't do the mitzvah of Lulav, until the next morning. That's something that we've touched on in the past a number of times, where you can have a chefza shal mitzvah that exists even before the time that you could fulfill the mitzvah itself. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we will continue. Again, tomorrow's major discussions, and then we'll continue next week.